This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Marjan Satrapi says that she doesn't love the term graphic novel, but writing them is what she's most famous for. Persepolis begins by documenting her life in Tehran before and after the revolution. Now, Marjan Satrapi hopes that she'll also become known as the co-director of an animated film based on her books. It's coming out next month in the U.S. NPR's Kim Masters reports that anticipation of the movie runs high both in the Persian-American community and in Tehran.
Persepolis follows Marjan Satrapi's tragic and comic odyssey from Tehran to Vienna to Paris, where she lives now. The movie, which tells her story in French, begins with her very normal childhood when she was fixated on French fries and Bruce Lee.
J'adorais les frites avec du ketchup. Bruce Lee était mon héros préféré. Je portais des Adidas.
When the Shah falls, her parents are elated. Then they realize what's in store.
Sortez tout en rang.
War.
Allez, plus vite.
And an assault on freedoms that existed even under the Shah.
Ça, qu'est-ce que c'est? Michael Jackson?
Ce symbole de la décadence occidentale.
Mais pas du tout, madame.
Alarmed about their rebellious teenager's future in Iran, Satrapi's parents sent her to Vienna. There, she finds herself adrift. But the Tehran of her childhood has vanished. It's an experience that Persian fans of the book in particular are eager to see depicted on the big screen.
I just took a look at the book, and I immediately, that was a love affair at the first glance, I believe.
Behrouz Mouvahedi is an engineer born in Tehran but living in Los Angeles. Sitting in a Persian bookstore on a recent afternoon, he explains that he too left home as a teen and shared Satrapi's sense of disorientation.
Every single drawing of that book almost related to me, and I'm positive there are so many people out there that are going to say the same thing, because it's like a very general experience, both personal and political.
Like Satrapi, Mouvahedi returned to Iran and found himself out of place.
When you get back after a few years of those extremely speedy changes that Iran actually faced. Wow, you feel like your home is lost.
I clearly remember the expression on my mom's face driving from Mehrabad Airport through streets that she just didn't recognize anymore, and just see her completely break down.
25-year-old Mahsa Tegheniya was born in the United States, but she visits Iran with her parents every year. So when she first heard about Persepolis, she rushed out to buy the book. It spoke to her, too, and she was thrilled that it seemed accessible to people of any background and offered a glimpse into life in Iran.
There are kids there partying, doing the same exact thing we're doing here, and it's something as simple as people realizing, hey, we're normal, too.
Tegheniya is eager to see the film version, which has already opened in Europe. Author Marjan Satrapi co-directed the movie, which hews closely to the graphic style of her book. Satrapi feels it has had exactly the same effect.
People, they say, we didn't know. And what they didn't know is that we didn't know Iranian people, they were just exactly like us.
In May, Persepolis won the Grand Jury Award at the Cannes Film Festival. It will be France's submission at the Oscars for Best Foreign Language Film. Satrapi is pleased, but the Iranian government is not. It denounced the film and got it dropped from the Bangkok International Film Festival. Satrapi is reluctant to discuss the government's response.
What do you want me to say? They say that is an anti-Iranian movie. I don't know who can watch this movie and say that is an anti-Iranian movie.
Satrapi acknowledges that her book doesn't flatter the Iranian regime, but she says it was meant to be a personal, not political work. And she says she had no idea the film would be released in the U.S. just as relations with Iran are coming to a boil.
Now it has become that it's in a certain context, which I couldn't know that it would be in this context because we started this movie 3.5 years ago and, you know, I didn't have a crystal ball.
Satrapi's hope is that the film will promote understanding.
If this movie, you know, can make the effect that, you know, you will watch this movie and you will say, wow, that could have been me. I can relate so well. You know, these people, they are so much like me. Then that means that the dialogue is possible.
Perhaps many Americans won't be drawn to a film about Iran, and the subtitles make it even harder to market to a broad audience. Sony Pictures Classics is planning to release an English version voiced by talents including Jenna Rollins, Sean Penn, and Iggy Pop. But the studio won't say when it will be available, certainly not before the French version has a chance to compete for a foreign language Oscar. Kim Masters, NPR News.